Voting. It's a bit of an abstract concept if you think about it. The idea that each individual holds the same amount of influence as another, despite financial status or political standing, is a powerful concept indeed. It takes the level of equality found only in a math class and applies it to people making political decisions. Voting is the backbone of democracy, and thus our own government. I myself am a 17-year-old high school student, and in the upcoming 2020 presidential election, I will be able to vote for the first time in my life. It seems both exciting and daunting to think about. However, at the end of the day, I find myself asking, does my vote really matter? In the 2016 presidential election, only 55.5% of eligible voters actually turned in their ballots. Seems that this is indicative of almost half the population feeling that their vote doesn't matter either. That leaves 100% of the power in the hands of 55.5% of the people. Well, what does that mean for an eager voter like me? It means that my vote now holds almost twice as much influence as it would have before. If anything, the knowledge that half of the population doesn't vote should be an incentive for the others to fill their ballots and voice their own opinions. That's all well and good to say, but of that 55%, how much of it shares my political interests? According to the U.S. government's census, the largest eligible voting body in this upcoming presidential election will in fact be my own age group. The 18 to 22-year-old category is the largest of any in the United States, yet sadly, it seems that my peers are those who make up the missing 44.5% of voters. Rather, the largest body that follows through with the voting process is the age group of those 65 and older. As of now, the category consists of the baby boomers and the dwindling greatest generation. It is easy for one to imagine why this is true when looking at the historical influences on those voting bodies. The baby boomer generation lived through post-World War II America and the Cold War and the Vietnam Draft, the last of which stirred such a political uprising that the voting age of the U.S. citizen was lowered to 18. A generation that has lived through such changes knows the true value of the vote that an American holds. It is why they have the highest voting turnout, and it is why the majority of laws and taxes revolve around the interests of the more conservative and older age groups. Now flip the coin. The 18 to 22-year-old age group, consisting of the tail end of millennials and those born after the turn of the century, has the lowest voter turnout of any other voting body. This is because, in their eyes, their vote is not significant. They have not lived through times where their vote has had to make a collective impact, having been born into an already well-established system. So here my generation lies, facing what seems like an endless swamp of political and bureaucratic nonsense. It seems to be so much effort for a silly little thing. A single vote. A single vote. It is a shame that my peers don't see what I see. For it is not just a single vote. It is a fragment of a collective movement that, when pieced together, has nigh limitless power within our own democratic government. If all of the youngest group were to decide to cast a vote tomorrow, it would drastically change laws and leadership. Overnight, the shift of power would be so great that it is even difficult to imagine. For that reason, my vote does matter, and I can guarantee that I will exercise my right and duty as an American citizen. I will vote.